Let's humble our hearts before Almighty Yahweh's throne of grace. Father Yahweh, we come before your throne of grace asking for a blessing this Sabbath day. We ask, Father, that you would open our hearts and minds to receive your implanted word. Father, we love you, and we thank you for this Sabbath day. We thank you, Father, for all the blessings that you bestowed upon us, for giving us our daily bread, for giving us, Father, the great sacrifice of your Son, Yahshua the Messiah, for raising us up this day that we could praise your name and give glory to you. So, Father, as we think about all of the wonderful things that you've done for us, we ask, Father, that you would continue to bless us with more of your Holy Spirit, which comes through your word, Father. As we study your word, Father, we gain the power from on high. So we ask, Father, that you would open our hearts and minds to receive your word and that we would give glory to you and praise and thanks for all that you've done for us. In the name of your Son, Yahshua the Messiah, we come before you asking all these favors and blessings. Hallelujah. I've entitled this message, "But by what power or in what name?" I have a sister named Terry. Actually, she's on the prayer list, and she's one of my heroes. She has several physical difficulties that she's dealing with, but she remains very positive in her devotion to Almighty Yahweh, even though she doesn't use his name. Okay? She doesn't know him yet as we do, but my goal is to continue to witness the mighty acts of Yahweh to her and share his loving kindness to her as well. Despite her difficulty, she's very positive in her faith and always has something good to say about everyone. She's not one of those that will cut down other people, which is a natural habit that seems most people seem to have. Most of us have a difficult time saying anything positive about most people. In my early years of walking with Almighty Yahweh, I had a friend who developed cancer and was in the hospital a very short time before she died. Her brother called me one week and gave me the news about her cancer and said that she didn't want any visitors because she didn't want anybody to see her in her wasting away and being bald. I decided to go see her anyway, but it was too late. She passed away the day before my visit. I felt so bad because I didn't get to witness my newfound faith of Yahweh to her and share Yahshua's name as the only name under heaven by which man can be saved. So I felt like I didn't do what Yahweh wanted me to do because I didn't get to her before she passed away. For our opening scripture, I want you to turn with me to Psalm 125. That's Psalm 125. It says, "They that trust in Yahweh are as Mount Zion, which cannot be moved, but remains forever. As the mountains are all around Jerusalem, so Yahweh is all around his people." So we're special to Almighty Yahweh because he's all around us. It says, "From this time forth and forevermore, for the scepter of wickedness shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous, that the righteous put not forth their hands to iniquity." Yahweh has given us a special calling, brethren. "Do good, O Yahweh, to those that are good, and to them that are upright in their hearts. But as for such as turn aside to their crooked ways, Yahweh will lead them forth with the workers of iniquity. Peace be upon Israel." So Yahweh is going to bless Israel with peace, his people. If we are spiritual Israel, he's going to bless us with peace. Acts chapter 4. We're going to start in verse 1. And as they spoke to the people, the priest and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, being severely troubled because they taught the people and proclaimed in Yahshua the resurrection from the dead. And they laid hands on them and put them in ward, in prison, to the next day. For it was now evening. But many of them that heard the word believed. And that's what happens when we witness the word of Almighty Yahweh to the people around us. Many are going to believe. And the number of the men that came to be about 5,000. So that was quite a number of people, a large group that believed. And it came to pass in verse 5 on the next day that their rulers and elders and scribes were gathered together in Jerusalem. And Annas, the high priest, was there, and Caiaphas, and John, and Alexander, and as many as were of the kindred of the high priest. And when they had set them in the middle, they inquired, "By what power or in what name have you done this?" Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, "You rulers of the people and elders, if we this day are examined concerning a good deed done to an impotent man, by what means this man is made whole, be it known to you all and to all the people of Israel, that in the name of Yahshua the Messiah of Nazareth, whom you impaled, whom Yahweh raised from the dead, even in this name does this man stand here before you whole. He is the stone which was rejected of you, the builders, which was made the head of the corner. And in none other is there salvation. In no other name is there salvation, for neither is there any other name under heaven that is given among men in which we must be saved." Each of us have relationships that we cherish. So how do you prepare yourself when you know that death is imminent? We all know people who are dying. This whole world is dead. It's dying. That's why they have to know there's only one name under heaven by which men shall be saved. As the leaders of Israel says, "By what power or in what name have you done this?" And we know what power. We know what name. In talking with my sister, she let me know that she doesn't fear death. She is in a very good place mentally and spiritually, yet without Yahweh and Yahshua, she will be lost if her eyes are not open. And that's why I take it personally that I have to reach her. I have to get her to understand that she is secure in what she believes, but she's believing in the wrong things. You know, she needs to know Yahshua and overcome this affection for the pagan mighty one that she uses, the name. Psalm 118. Psalm 118, verse 17, we'll read down to 29. It says, "I shall not die, but live, and declare the works of Yah. Yah has chastened me grievously, but he has not given me over to death. Open to me the gates of righteousness. I will enter into them. I will give thanks to Yah. This is the gate of Yahweh. The righteous shall enter into it. I will give thanks to you, for you have answered me and have become my salvation. The stone which the builders rejected," and we know those builders as the leaders, the religious leaders of this world, "has become the head of the corner. This is Yahweh's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day which Yahweh has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Save now, we plead you, O Yahweh. O Yahweh, we plead you, send now prosperity. And Yahweh is sending us prosperity, brethren. Because he's revealing to us the things that we need to know in these last days to build up his people. Blessed be he that comes in the name of Yahweh. That has to be proclaimed before Yahshua can return. That's a part of the Eliyahu message. Blessed be he that comes in the name of Yahweh. We have blessed you out of the house of Yahweh. Yahweh is El, and he has given us light. Bind the sacrifice with cords, even to the horns of the altar. You are my El, and I will give thanks to you. You are my Elohim, I will exalt you. I will give thanks to Yahweh, for he is good, for his loving kindness endures forever. By what power or in what name are we doing the mighty acts of Yahweh? Because, brethren, we're going to be performing these miracles. We're going to be healing the sick. We're going to be raising the dead. And they're going to ask us the same question. By what power or in what name are you doing these things? Ephesians chapter 2. We start in verse 17. Ephesians 2:17. And he came and preached peace to you that were far off, and peace to them that were near. For through him we have both our access in one spirit to the Father. So then, you are no more strangers and sojourners, but you are fellow citizens with the saints, and of the household of Yahweh, being built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, the Messiah Yahshua himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom each building fitly framed together grows into a holy temple in the Master, in whom you also are built together for a habitation of Yahweh in the Spirit. The people of this world, they don't understand. The people of this world truly don't have a clue. They believe the lies that were handed down by their fathers, as it says in Jeremiah, whereas though we have the truth, and we have to convince them through our witness that Yahshua is the true Messiah. Now we'll turn over to Ephesians 4, because that's where that power comes from. It comes from Almighty Yahweh. Ephesians 4, verse 1. We'll read down through verse 7. I therefore, the prisoner in Yahweh, beseech you that you walk worthily of the calling with which you were called. Each of us have received a special calling, brethren, from Almighty Yahweh. With all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love. And that's the glue, the love. That's what binds us together. Giving diligence to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Brethren, there is one body and one Spirit, even as you were also called in one hope of your calling. There are not many spirits. There's not many bodies. There's not many spirits. There's only one. In verse 5, and one Master, one faith, one baptism, one El and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. So if there's only one, how is it that the leaders, the Sadducees, the Pharisees, the scribes, the lawyers, how is it that they knew Yahweh but really didn't know him? See, they took the keys of knowledge, the name, And they would not allow that name to be used. It was too holy to pronounce. But Yahweh wants a different type of relationship with his people. He wants us to call him Abba, Father. He wants us to call him by his name. He wants us to share that name with all of those around us. That's why the name was placed on the temple. That was the temple of Yahweh. When the people went by on Israel Route 1, whether they were going on to Babylon or going down to Egypt, whichever direction they were going in, or over to Europe, they went by and they saw this gleaming temple up on the hill, and they wanted to know, what is that? Well, that's the temple of Yahweh. See, because there were temples all over the known world, in Egypt, in Babylon. They had the great temple there of Baal with the hanging gardens and all of that. But you know what? Yahweh's name was to be published throughout the world. So everyone would know by what power or in what name the miracles were being performed in. Now I'll read verses 3 down to 7 again. It says, giving diligence to keep the unity of the Spirit. For our spirit to be in unity, brethren, and in the bond of peace, we have to be one. And that's why it says after that, there is one body, not many bodies, and one spirit, even as you were also called in one hope of your calling. One master, one faith. One baptism, one El, Yahweh is one, and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. And he's in all through his Holy Spirit, those that have accepted him as Savior. But to each one of us was the grace given according to the measure of the gift of the Messiah. So our grace is measured by that gift of the Holy Spirit that has been placed in us. Since there is only one body and one spirit and one hope and one master, one faith, one baptism, one El and Father of all, we must do our best to show everyone we love and all our neighbors by what power or in what name we worship, because we don't want anyone's blood on our hands, brethren. We must take our role very serious. We are the watchmen to the house of spiritual Israel. Ezekiel chapter 33. Ezekiel 33, we'll start in verse 1. And the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, Son of man, speak to the children of your people, and say to them, when I bring the sword upon a land, and the people of the land take a man from among them and set him for their watchman, if, when he sees the sword come upon the land, he blows the trumpet and warns the people, then whoever hears the sound of the trumpet and takes not warning, if the sword comes and takes him away, his blood shall be upon his own head. He heard the sound of the trumpet and took not warning, his blood shall be upon him, whereas if he had taken warning, he would have delivered his own soul. But if the watchman sees the sword come and blows not the trumpet, and the people are not warned, and the sword comes and takes any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at the watchman's hand. So those leaders, those preachers, those people who are not teaching Yahweh's truth, the blood of their congregations will be on their hands. Verse 7, so you, O son of man, I have set you a watchman to the house of Israel. Therefore hear the word at my mouth and give them warning from me when I say, to the wicked. O wicked man, you shall surely die. And you did not speak to warn the wicked from his way, that the wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at your hand. Nevertheless, if you warn the wicked of his way to turn from it, and he turns not from his way, he shall die in his iniquity, but you have delivered your soul. And you, son of man, say to the house of Israel in this manner, you speak, saying, our transgressions and our sins are upon us, and we are rotting away in them. How then can we live? Say to them, as I live, says the sovereign Yahweh, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way. Turn from his sin and live. Turn. Turn you from your evil ways. For why will you die, O house of Israel? And you, son of man, say to the children of your people, the righteousness of the righteous shall not deliver him in the day of his transgression. And as for the wickedness of the wicked, he shall not fall by it in the day that he turns from his wickedness. Neither shall he that is righteous be able to live by it in the day that he sins. When I say to the righteous that he shall surely live, if he trusts to his righteousness and commit iniquity, none of his righteous deeds shall be remembered, but in his iniquity that he has committed, in it shall he die. Again, when I say to the wicked, you shall surely die, if he turns from his sin and does that which is lawful and right, if the wicked restores the pledge, gives again that which he has taken by robbery, walks in the statutes of life, committing no iniquity, he shall surely live, he shall not die. None of his sins that he has committed shall be remembered against him. He has done that which is lawful and right. He shall surely live. Yet the children of your people say the way of Yahweh is not equal. But as for them, their way is not equal. When the righteous turns from his righteousness and commits iniquity, he shall even die in it. And when the wicked turns from his wickedness and does that which is lawful and right, he shall live by it. And that's what we want. We want to witness to the people that they repent from their sinful ways. Yet you say the way of Yahweh is not equal, O house of Israel. I will judge you, every one, after his ways. Yahweh is going to judge us after our ways, brethren. Jeremiah was a watchman to the house of Judah. Jeremiah chapter 44. We'll start in verse 1 there. The word that came to Jeremiah concerning all the Jews that dwelt in the land of Egypt, that dwelt in Migdal, and at Tahpenes, and at Memphis, and in the country of Pathros, saying, in this manner, says Yahweh of hosts, the Elohim of Israel, you have seen all the evil that I have brought upon Jerusalem, and upon all the cities of Judah, and behold, this day they are a desolation, and no man dwells in it, because of their wickedness which they have committed to provoke me to anger, and that they went to burn incense and to serve other Elohim, that they knew not, neither they nor you nor your fathers. However, I sent to you all my servants the prophets, rising early and sending them, saying, oh, do not this abominable thing that I hate. But they listened not, nor inclined their ear to turn from their wickedness, to burn no incense to other Elohim. Therefore my wrath and my anger was poured forth and was kindled in the cities of Judah, in the streets of Jerusalem, and they are wasted and desolate, as it is this day. Therefore now, thus says Yahweh, the Elohim of hosts, the Elohim of Israel, why do you commit this great evil against your own souls, to cut off from you man and woman, infant and suckling out of the middle of Judah, to leave none remaining, in that you provoke me to anger with the works of your hands, burning incense to other Elohim in the land of Egypt, where you have gone to sojourn, that you may be cut off, and that you may be a curse and a reproach among all the nations of the earth. Have you forgotten the wickedness of your fathers, and the wickedness of the kings of Judah, and the wickedness of their wives, and your own wickedness, and the wickedness of your wives, which they committed in the land of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem? They are not humbled, even to this day, neither have they feared nor walked in my law nor my statutes that I set before you and before your fathers. Jeremiah came to them in the name of Yahweh. Jeremiah told them to accept the captivity of Babylon, but they refused. They fled to Egypt because they would not accept the correction of Almighty Yahweh. Therefore, in verse 11, thus says Yahweh of hosts, the Elohim of Israel, behold, I will set my face against you for evil, even to cut off all Judah. And I will take the remnant of Judah that have set their faces to go into the land of Egypt to sojourn there, and they shall all be consumed. In the land of Egypt shall they fall. They shall be consumed by the sword and by the famine, and they shall die, from the least even to the greatest, by the sword and by famine, and they shall be execration. And an astonishment, and a curse, and a reproach. For I will punish them that dwell in the land of Egypt, as I have punished Jerusalem by the sword, and by famine, and by pestilence, so that none of the remnant of Judah that have gone into the land of Egypt to sojourn there shall escape, or be left to return into the land of Judah, to which they have a desire to return to dwell there. For none shall return save such as shall escape. Then all the men who knew that their wives burned incense to other Elohim, and all the women that stood by, a great assembly, even all the people that dwelt in the land of Egypt, in Pathros, answered Jeremiah, saying, as for the word that you have spoken to us in the name of Yahweh, we will not listen to you, but we will certainly perform every word that has gone forth out of our mouth to burn incense to the Queen of Heaven. They made their choice, and to pour out drink offerings to her, as we have done, we and our fathers, our kings and our princes, in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem. For then had we plenty of food and were well and saw no evil. But since we left off burning incense to the Queen of Heaven and pouring out drink offerings to her, we have wanted all things and have been consumed by the sword and by famine. And when we burned incense to the Queen of Heaven and poured out drink offerings to her, did we make her cakes to worship her and pour out drink offerings to her without our husbands? Then Jeremiah said to all the people, to the men and to the women, even to all the people that had given him that answer, saying, the incense that you burnt in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem, you and your fathers, your kings and your princes, and the people of the land, did not Yahweh remember them? And did it not come into his mind so that Yahweh could no longer bear because of the evil of your doings and because of the abominations which you have committed? Therefore has your land become a desolation and an astonishment and a curse, without inhabitant as it is this day, because you have burnt incense and because you have sinned against Yahweh and have not obeyed the voice of Yahweh, nor walked in his law, nor in his statutes, nor in his testimonies. Therefore this evil has happened to you as it is this day. Are we practicing the customs of the nations, brethren? I have to say, no, we can't. We know if we practice the customs of the nations, we will be destroyed. But we're the watchmen to the house of Israel, spiritual Israel. We're here to tell the people they have to keep Yahweh's covenant. Nehemiah, chapter 13. We'll start in verse 15. It's Nehemiah 13:15. In those days I saw in Judah some men treading wine presses on the Sabbath and bringing in sheaves and loading asses with them, as also wine, grapes, and figs, and all manner of burdens which they brought into Jerusalem on the Sabbath day. Now, Nehemiah was a watchman to the house of Israel, to Judah. And this is after they had been in Babylonian captivity. They had come back to Jerusalem. And I testified against them in the day in which they sold food. There dwelt men of Tyre also in it, who brought in fish and all manner of wares, and sold it on the Sabbath to the children of Judah and in Jerusalem. Then I contended with the nobles of Judah and said to them, what evil thing is this that you do and profane the Sabbath day? Did not your fathers thus? And did not our Elohim bring all this evil upon us and upon this city? Yet you bring more wrath upon Israel by profaning the Sabbath. Are we keeping the gates of the Sabbath protected from those who would violate it, brethren? Internet browsing of merchants and sellers of all kinds of wares on our smartphones. Some people can't put away these things on a Sabbath. Some people, and it's not just our young people, I'm saying some people are so connected to these electronic servants that they don't know how to shut them down. They, you know, are taken with them 7 days a week. They're doing the same thing that the Jews were doing in the days of Nehemiah. The only difference is that, you know, they were actually, you know, physically dealing with these people. Verse 19, and it came to pass that when the gates of Jerusalem began to be dark before the Sabbath, I commanded that the doors should be shut and commanded that they should not be open till after the Sabbath. And some of my servants I set over the gates, that there should no burden be brought in on the Sabbath day. So the merchants and the sellers of all kinds of wares lodged outside Jerusalem once or twice. Then I testified against them and said to them, why do you lodge about the wall? If you do so again, I will lay hands on you. From that time forth came they no more on the Sabbath. They learned a lesson. And I commanded the Levites that they should purify themselves and that they should come and keep the gates to sanctify the Sabbath day. Remember to me, O my servant, my Elohim, this also, and spare me according to the greatness of your loving kindness. So Yahweh wants us to protect the gates by the power of Yahweh. And in the name of Yahshua the Messiah, we must make our stand to be faithful in all ways Almighty Yahweh has instructed us. There are many people close to us who don't understand the difference between the worship of Yahweh and the worship of their G-O-D. But there is a great difference, brethren. We know it. Jeremiah chapter 46. Jeremiah 46. We'll look at verse 14. 46, verse 14. It says, declare in Egypt, and publish in Migdol, and publish in Memphis, and in Tahpenes, say, stand forth and prepare yourself, for the sword has devoured all around you. Why are your strong ones swept away? They stood not because Yahweh has thrust them. He made many to stumble. Yes, they fell one upon another, and they said, arise, and let us go again to our own people and to the land of our nativity from the oppressing sword. They cried there, Pharaoh, king of Egypt, is but a noise. He has let the appointed time pass by. As I live, says the king, whose name is Yahweh of hosts, surely like Tabor among the mountains, and like Carmel by the sea, so shall he come. O you daughter that dwell in Egypt, furnish yourself to go into captivity, for Memphis shall become a desolation and shall be burnt up without inhabitant. Egypt is a very fair heifer, but destruction out of the north has come. It has come. Also her hired men in the middle of her are like calves of the stall, for they also have turned back. They have fled away together. They did not stand, for the day of their calamity has come upon them, the time of their visitation. The sound of it shall go like the serpent, for they shall march with an army and come against her with axes, as hewers of wood. They shall cut down her forest, says Yahweh, though it cannot be searched, because they are more than the locusts and are innumerable. The daughter of Egypt shall be put to shame. She shall be delivered into the hand of the people of the north. Yahweh of hosts, the Elohim of Israel, says, behold, I will punish Ammon of No and Pharaoh and Egypt with her Elohim and her kings, even Pharaoh, and them that trust in him. We got to trust in Yahweh, brethren. We got to listen to the watchman. We have to hear what Yahweh has prepared for us and do it. And I will deliver them into the hand of those that seek their lives, and into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and into the hand of his servants. And afterwards it shall be inhabited, as in the days of old, says Yahweh. But you do not fear, O Jacob, my servant, neither be dismayed, O Israel, for lo, I will save you from afar, and your seed from the land of their captivity. And Jacob shall return, and shall be quiet and at ease, and no one shall make him afraid. You shall not fear, O Jacob, my servant, says Yahweh, for I am with you. For I will make a full end of all the nations where I have driven you, but I will not make a full end of you. But I will correct you in measure and will in no wise leave you unpunished. Yahweh, as we saw in Nehemiah, he allowed them to come back to the Holy Land, those that went into Babylonian captivity. But those that went to Egypt, that defied his word, were destroyed. The word of Yahweh will come to pass, brethren, as it did to those who went down to Egypt and not to Babylon. Matthew chapter 10. Matthew chapter 10. We're going to start in verse 1. And he called to him his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits, to cast them out, and to heal all manner of disease and all manner of sickness. Drop down to verse 16. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the middle of wolves. Be you therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. But be aware of men, for they will deliver you up to councils, and in their synagogues they will scourge you. Yes, and before governors and kings shall you be brought for my sake, for a testimony to them and to the Gentiles. See, there's a purpose for this. By what power and what name are we doing these things that Yahweh is telling us to do? But when they deliver you up, be not anxious how or what you shall speak, For it shall be given you in that hour what you shall speak. For it is not you that speak, but the Spirit, the Holy Spirit of your Father that speaks in you. And brother shall deliver up brother to death, and father his child, and children shall rise up against parents and cause them to be put to death. And you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. By what power or in what name? And we know that name and power is Yahweh. And the name is Joshua the Messiah, which means Yahweh's salvation. But he that endures to the end, the same shall be saved. But when they persecute you in this city, flee into the next. For truly I say to you, you shall not have gone through the cities of Israel till the Son of Man comes. Drop down to verse 28. And be not afraid of them that kill the body, brethren, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in Gehenna. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny, and not one of them shall fall on the ground without your Father, but the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, you are more valued than many sparrows. Every one, therefore, who shall confess me before men, him will I also confess before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father who is in heaven. Think not that I came to send peace on the earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. For I came to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's foes shall be they of his own household. He that loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. He that loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he that does not take his burden and follow after me is not worthy of me. He that finds his life shall lose it. And he that loses his life for my sake shall find it. He that receives you receives me. And he that receives me, him that sent me. He that receives me receives him that sent me. And we know that's Yahweh. He that receives a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. And he that receives a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. And whoever shall give to drink to one of these little ones a cup of cold water only in the name of a disciple, truly I say to you, he shall certainly not lose his reward. I love my sister, brethren, but I love Yahshua more. I love my mother and father, but I love Yahshua more. I want them to understand the love that I have for Almighty Yahweh so they can partake of this relationship that we have with Almighty Yahweh and Yahshua the Messiah. Yahshua said, if you love me, keep my commandments. And turn to John chapter 14. John chapter 14. And this is our closing passage. John chapter 14, verse 15. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. By what power or in what name do we do what we do, brethren? We do it because of Almighty Yahweh and Yahshua the Messiah, who have given us the job of being a watchman to the house of spiritual Israel. We're supposed to tell the people of this world of the hope that is within us, of the kingdom that is to come soon upon this earth. May Almighty Yahweh bless each and every one of you that is actually doing his work By what power? By his power and his Holy Spirit. And in what name? In Yahshua's name. And may Almighty Yahweh bless each and every one of us that is a watchman to the house of Israel. At this time, I'd like to ask Brother Al if he would close with a word of prayer.
Let's all bow. Father, we come to you at the end of a message. We know, Father, that we need your power. We know that we can do nothing in and of ourselves. We know that it's in you that we live, move, and have our being. And Yeshua said that apart from him, we can do nothing, absolutely nothing. We can't even breathe. We can't take our next breath without Yahweh making it available. Father, we need a greater portion of your Spirit. We know that we can, if we try to tell people something and we're not living it, we're going to be hypocrites. We need to be living what it is that you're telling us to do. We need to be living your commandments, your statutes, your ordinances, your Torah, your love. We need to be filled with your Spirit so that we can be examples to these people, so that when we do speak, they'll say, oh, I see what you're saying. Yes, I see by your life. Our life is our testimony, Father. They will see the way that we behave, the way that we act, the way that we talk, the way that we walk before they hear our words. We need to be filled with your Spirit, Father, and we're praying for a greater portion of your Holy Spirit so that the nine fruits of the Spirit are manifest in our lives: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. We've got to have these things, Father, if we're going to be living epistles and witnesses to the people. Otherwise, we're like churchianity out there telling them to do one thing and doing something else. It's not going to work that way. We pray, Yahweh, for a greater portion of your Spirit. We also pray for the gifts of the Spirit to be evident in our lives. We need to be able to meet the needs of the people. They're cold. They don't have hope. They're cold. This world is cold, it's hopeless, it's dying, as Greg said. It is dying. We need to be the spark. We need to be the example. We need to have the light to shine into their hearts. We pray, Yahweh, that you would use us. We know that it is you that opens their eyes. And we're praying for the people on the prayer list, Father, those that don't know you as they should, that you would open their eyes to the truth. Open their eyes and let them see your goodness as we have seen. We separate ourselves from this foolish world every week to hear your word proclaimed. We separate ourselves to draw close to you. We separate ourselves to receive from you. And we're praying for a greater portion of your Spirit. We know that Pentecost is coming up, when the outpouring of your Spirit was poured out upon people. We're praying for that to once again happen, so that this world will see the salvation that Yeshua provides, so that they can have the hope and the peace of mind. There's such a great value in just having peace of mind, be free of worry, to be able to cast our cares upon you, to not have to carry these burdens and this luggage that the world carries. Father, we thank you. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you for your many blessings, for your loving kindnesses, for your mercies. We pray that you would hear our prayers and help us. Help us to push this ministry forward. This is your ministry. It's not our ministry. It is your ministry. And we're striving, Father, to do that which is right and good in your sight. Help us. I thank you in Yeshua's name for hearing our prayers and for the time that we can spend together on the Sabbath. In Yeshua's name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Our following song, last song, is going to be song number 30.